At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Have you paid your motor tax for this year? Well, whether you have or not, the Department of Transport doesn't know. Yesterday, during a public accounts committee, the Department of Transport admitted there's no current system to check if drivers have paid their motor tax. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Irish Independent. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the idea that you get a reminder from the motor tax people to pay your tax, you'd imagine this is all a big database and they just can crunch the numbers and they get the answer they want.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite extraordinary. And what they said was that they didn't believe that non-compliance was very high, but they didn't have the numbers to back it up, which seems extraordinary. So apparently there's a range of different databases that are available and that collect information from different agencies. And as a result, they don't, there's no central database. But I mean, the question you have to ask, Pat, is what happens when we abolish the motor disc? Because then the department's existing lack of compliance becomes, you know, even more problematic, because we'd be relying entirely on digital tracking and database accuracy in order to enforce motor tax collection.
Yeah, at the moment, if you're stopped by a Garda at a checkpoint, they look at your windscreen, and if you've got the tax disc up, you're waved on, unless you've got another offence, like a light that's not working or whatever. The Garda say that, you know, that's a waste of time anyway. They've got number plate recognition technology. They can look at your car as it approaches, and I don't know how quickly it works, but they can be told instantly whether or not you're taxed or insured.
Yeah, but I mean, if the underlying data is incomplete or inaccurate, that undermines the whole system effectiveness. So, I mean, I think this raises big, big questions, really, you know, going forward. It's all great in theory to say we'll do that. And I mean, one of the things Keith Walsh, the Department of Transport Assistant Secretary, said, oh, we will look at these things when we go paperless. They really need to put these things in place beforehand, because this doesn't bode well and it doesn't really inspire much confidence in their, you know, digital systems.
Now, it's huge money. It's nearly €1 billion, isn't it, in revenue collected every year?
It is. And about 87%, I think, is what they said, is collected online. So, I mean, it just, why there's no central database? And I mean, revenue departments seem to do this very effectively, and why there isn't either a central database or just a best practice for these things, that's, you know, that they take, you know, that revenue controls or maybe just determines, it just seems ridiculous that one department can be so efficient and the other seems to be completely different, you know, and ineffective. So
we still have no idea really where that money goes. I mean, it used to be called the Road Fund. I don't think it goes to roads directly anymore. I think it goes into the big maw of the Department of Finance and then gets distributed as they wish.
Yeah, it basically goes into general exchequer funds these days. It's no longer just earmarked for roads and maintenance like it used to be, and hence where the name came from. It goes into the central fund now. But I mean, it is a substantial amount of money that's collected every year.
Now, when are they expecting to go paperless? Do we know?
No, they've said it's in the future. So, we would imagine sometime next year. But again, they haven't been specific about the date. And you can understand why, if they have these issues with tracking and compliance currently.
Now, the idea will be that you'll have no disc anymore. I presume they will still remind you, though, via email or whatever, that it's time to renew your taxation on your car.
Yeah, they'll have to. I mean, when they brought this in the UK, there were fears that there would be a huge amount of non-compliance, and there actually was, but the majority of it was simply people forgetting to pay.
Yeah. I mean, if I go out to my car in the morning, I can look at the disc and say, uh-oh, it's due, or it's overdue, or whatever. When you don't have that aide memoir on the windscreen of your car, it's quite likely that you could forget.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
get.
Yeah, so the physical reminder of, you know, of having the disc. But what they did in the UK then was they introduced, you know, just regular text updates and regular emails and just to remind people. So I think they're going to have to do that, because otherwise, as I said, I don't think it'll be just, you know, a concerted effort to just not pay it. It'll be just simply people forgetting. So they will need to put that in place.
Now, you may not know the answer to this question, but I wonder how often the Gardaí come across a tax disc that has been forged. I mean, it's so easy now with printers. Everyone has a printer or access to one. And you can Photoshop this and that. And the idea of having a fail-safe disk, like almost to the standard of a currency note, that really is not on. You're not going to be able to do that at an affordable price.
Yeah, I don't have figures on that, Pat, but I would imagine, given how sophisticated, you know, printing technology has been, and how easy and cheap it is to do these sort of things at home, even that is a possibility. I mean, the other thing is, Pat, is the insurance discs. I mean, we still have a situation where you display an insurance disc, and you can get a valid insurance disc for a year, pay in installments, and cancel after 1 month, and you still have a, you know, what looks like a valid insurance disc. So there's all sorts of, you know, potential fraud when you're dealing with a paper system. That's why we really do need to move to digital.
Yeah, and tell me this, the system, will it be bang up to date? I mean, if you do exactly as you suggest, you're paying it on the Never Never, you cancel after a month, you have the paper disc in your possession, it's still on your car. Will the Gardaí know when they stop you that the car is not insured, that you've dropped after a month?
Yeah, I mean, they're supposed to have access to the most current database. But I mean, the problem is, Pat, this raises questions about whether there's incomplete or inaccurate data in that database. I mean, that is the problem. These systems have to be updated. They have to be regularly updated, and they all have to be linked up together in order for them to be effective. So, you know, in theory, yes, they should. But again, it's the underlying data that makes the difference.
And the other problem, I suppose, is we've heard of cloned taxis, for instance, where people might even, you know, buy a similar car, put the number plate up and pretend they are a taxi because their brother, their cousin or whatever has a taxi of similar make and so on. The real identifier of a vehicle is a VIN number, is it not?
It is, because obviously, I mean, you do have cloned cars, cloned number plates. I don't see how the current system could deal with that. I mean, you're not going to stop cars and then compare, you know, the details of the VIN number with the registration plate. So I'm, you know, I mean, that's outside of, I suppose, what's realistically possible for them to check.
I mean, some cars will, you can see the VIN number, it'll be displayed at the windscreen. It's a number that'll be maybe on a different kind of a plate, but you can see it, and the guard, they could shine their lamp on it and read the VIN number. But for others, you've got to look at the glass, the glazing in the car to find the VIN number, or even get under the bonnet.
You would, but you still have to ensure that that VIN number is associated with that registration plate that's on that car. So that in itself would require, you know, you'd have to check that much. It's not just okay just to check the VIN number. You'd have to make sure that it is actually the VIN number that's associated with the registration that's on that car. So it's more complex than just, you know, checking that.
Well, what happened yesterday at the committee is probably not welcome news for the department, because they've now alerted everyone to know that they really haven't a clue who's paying and who isn't.
Yes, just about confidence. And if you're thinking about paying your motor tax, you might be thinking, well, how are they really going to know? But no, I mean, it is something that has to be sorted. You know, it really does.
A question here, maybe you know the answer to this from Colm. Cameras cannot read the dark grey number plates that are now common on the road. Until they sort that out, there's no point in going to a digital paperless system. What number plates? I mean, if you're having a number plate on your car that is not legible or readable, I think it's an illegal plate, is it not?
It is illegal. I mean, there's a very there's a specified font and everything, and you know, for the number plate. So if you're doing that, it's illegal anyway. So if you have the correct number plate on your car, it will be read. The only issue is if it becomes dirty or obscured. That again is your problem. You should have it clear. So no, I mean, they can read what is legally required.
Yeah, and we've come across people who fail the NCT because the plate doesn't adhere to the rules. You know, people with a kind of a Celtic script on their number plate instead of the specified script, you can fail your NCT.
Yeah, I mean, it is illegal. There is very clear regulations around number plates.
This is interesting. This week, I tried to switch insurance from one van to another temporarily. I rang my insurance company, who declined to switch my replacement to my replacement van because that van was not taxed. So the insurance companies have a database.
Yeah, but again, is that, I mean, based on what we heard yesterday, is that database reflecting accurate and up-to-date information?
Yeah, and there's all sorts of GDPR. Who's entitled to know what about you? Yeah. Anyway, Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk's Cash Machine.
Now it's
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.